Elvis and Chad. Brought to you by Parker & Sons Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
It's fantastic. All right. Obviously, that's the sound effect you hear when you're ready to watch a movie. And we're taking five calls on Five Spot, where we put you on the spot about a new story everybody's talking about. AMC Theaters will offer three tiers of seating value. These seats are available only to AMC stubs. Sounds kind of bougie to me. Standard seats. Most common seats will be available at the usual ticket and then preferred.
By the way, already Elijah Wood's come out and said this disproportionately hurts people who are in the lower income brackets.
I agree. I don't know. Preferred seats, they're the ones in the center of the theater, and they're going to cost you more at AMC. So we want to know, you go to the movies frequently. Will you pay the extra money to sit in the center? Who do we have first?
Let's go with Sonia and Surprise. Sonia, will you pay the extra money to sit in the center of the theater?
Oh, my God, yes, I will. But I'm a Stubbs member already, so it's a big savings.
Oh, well, don't be so bougie with us, huh?
I mean, you know, share the wealth.
So she will, but she's a Stubbs member, so she's already saving.
She's
big.
Bougie.
She's bougie.
She's bougie.
Like, it's like being a 7-star member at like a casino.
She's got the hookup, if
she
you will,
does,
right?
That's okay. Right. Ken in Phoenix.
Not like us little people where we got to pay now.
We are but peons. Serves all right. To all of you. Ken in Phoenix, will you pay extra to sit in a better seat?
I will not, but that raises other questions, such as, like, is handicap going to pay less or more?
Oh.
Also, too, start raising the prices of, you remember when Batman came out, they raised the prices of those specific tickets. So what is this going to mean?
All right, we'll look it up.
That's a good idea. Like surge pricing, right? If a movie comes out, you know, it's kind of like, and a lot of places have done this in the past, where they have surge pricing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, you know, a movie comes out, normally, you know, it might be $15 when normally it's $12 because, well, you can charge more for it.
Ugh.
Oh,
all right, goodness. Ken is a no. He's not going to pay more for
them. But here's the thing. I mean, we're talking about this. The Super Bowl's going. What's the average ticket? What's the cheapest ticket?
Six, seven grand.
What's a normal ticket to a Cardinals game or an NFL game?
Nobody goes to the Cardinals game.
Okay, but if they were, what, a couple $100 maybe?
Yeah,
$100?
Yeah.
There you go. So, obviously, this is a bigger deal.
This has happened with concerts and airlines and, you know, arenas and sports events, and now the movies are going to pick it up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're taking opportunities where they can get them. Right. Amy in Scottsdale, will you pay more to sit in a better seat?
She's from Scottsdale. She's rich. You're going to do it, right?
No way, man. We have 4 kids, and when we take them to the movies, we go Harkins.
Oh, good for you.
That was my first job as a 15-year-old, and we got free tickets with our paycheck. And not only that, but they have the popcorn perks and the souvenir cup refill. I hate AMC.
Look at that.
All right, so that's how I know.
That's
why she lives
commercial.
In Scottsdale, because she saves the money.
Yeah.
And does things right. Plus, when you, man, I tell you what, I don't know how regular families do it. When I go, and my family, and like, we go to the movies, and it's like, just to get in, it's ridiculous.
Well, you have 9 children.
I know. I got to stop that.
You really do.
Jay in Queen Creek, will you pay more to go to said theater and sit in a better seat?
I will pay whatever it takes to keep me off that bottom floor area. But once I'm there, it doesn't matter as long as I'm in that upper section, whether it's middle or side or what. But, boy, those theaters sure are cutting their own throats. I've been there the last 2 weekends. I've been there like 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. Should be prime time. And I bet there wasn't 6 more people in the theater on a prime time Saturday night. They're going to be done, in my opinion.
All right.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
All right. Those
I appreciate that.
Those front row tickets, by the way, that nobody wants, they will be cheaper from what I understand. So you get a deal there, but then you get a headache, your neck hurts, and, you know, it's just not a comfortable thing. All right, thanks, everybody, for the phone calls. Five Spot, where we put you on the spot about a news story everybody's talking about. AMC says if you want to sit in the middle of the theater, you're going to pay more. Oh, boy.